him, I asked if he knew the truth. He lives on my block, and he drives a Nyrock. But he doesn't know who I am, and he doesn't give a damn about me. Cause I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. Yeah, I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. Listen to Iron Maiden, maybe with me. Feel like mold. It's prom night and I am lonely. Lo and behold, she's walking over to me. This must be fake. My lip starts to shake. How does she know who I am? And why does she give a damn about?
I've got 2 tickets to Iron Maiden.
Love that song as well. Her name is Noelle. I have a dream about her. She rings my bell. Got gym class in half an hour. Great lyrics. Sweetest and teenage dirtbag. Now, let's all talk about Total Recall. Not the weird remake with Colin Farrell. The original, of course, in 1990 with Arnold Schwarzenegger. And sometimes people forget Sharon Stone featured in it as well, long before she ever did Basic Instinct. But yeah, quite a really enjoyable film, actually, although it's got some weird moments in it. And one for the lads, there's a particular point in it you'll all remember, won't you guys? Still, it's quite an interesting idea, the whole film, that the bloke doesn't know if he's living his real life or it's sort of been something implanted in him and it's given him a fake life. But yeah, enjoyed it. And I remember the weird sort of terraforming of Mars at the end, and you worry that they're going to not be able to breathe, and then all of a sudden they can and there's an atmosphere. Fabulous. But a good ending, good film, intriguing all the way through. Here's another song about teenagers, Katy Perry.
My friend. FM.
Katy Perry's Teenage Dream, their alphabet letter T special with me, Ben Simmons, on the show that goes like this, talking about films in between as well that also begin with the letter T. And what better than the 1994 action classic, also featuring Arnold Schwarzenegger, we talked about Terminator earlier on, True Lies with Jamie Lee Curtis, do you remember? Yes, where Arnold's some kind of secret agent and then his wife is one as well, and they get caught up in each other's mission. It was a bit of a precursor to Mr. and Mrs. Smith, I vaguely remember. Quite similar ideas behind each film, but True Lies came first. Yes, and I enjoyed it. Mid-90s, there were a lot of sort of classic sort of action films around that time. Arnie was huge around that time, obviously. And there's another one for you. Right, now, I'm sure this featured in that film at some point. Someone was on the telephone. Here's Gaga and Beyoncé.
Hello, hello, baby, you called, I can't hear a thing. I have got no service in the club, you say, say. What did you say? Oh, you're breaking up on me. Sorry, I cannot hear you, I'm kind of busy.
Telephone, fabulous. Not really focusing on mobile phones or cell phones in the States, just a traditional landline. Anyway, let's get back to the movie chat and let's talk about 1987's hit featuring Tom Selleck, Steve Guttenberg and Ted Danson, Three Men and a Baby. Hilarity ensues when men don't know how to look after small children. That is the premise of that film. But it did incredibly well. But did you know this? I didn't know this. It was directed by Leonard Nimoy of Mr. Spock in Star Trek fame. There's a shocker. I had absolutely no idea about that. I love finding out stuff like that. Movie-related interesting facts. Marvellous. Three Men and a Baby from 1987. And then they did a sequel. Didn't work quite as well. Three Men and a Little Lady, where she was quite a sassy little kid, wasn't she? Anyway, let's forget about babies. Let's forget about little ladies. Let's have some music. Let's have some clearly Irish music. Here it comes. I think Northern Irish as opposed to Southern. Here we go.
Tell me, Ma, when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. They pull my hair, stole my comb. Well, that's all right till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty. She is the belle of Belfast City. She is a courting 1, 2, 3.
Phoenix FM.
Tell Me Ma, fabulous track, and it's a very small gap, so I'm going to talk to you quickly about the 1996 film Twister, featuring Helen Hunt and Bill Paxton, amongst others, about people actively chasing after tornadoes to try and do research on them, and obviously disaster ensues, otherwise there would be no movie. Unbelievably, considering that came out in 1996, I think they're doing the sequel to it, which is in production at the moment, or maybe even post-production, maybe due out this year. I have to find out, doing exhaustive research on your part. Anyway, in the meantime, over to Shania Twain.
You thought they were pretty smart, but you got being right down to an art. You think you're a genius, you drive me up the wall. You're a regular original, know-it-all. Oh, oh, you think you're special. Oh, oh, you think you're something else. Okay, so you're a rocket scientist. That don't impress me much. So you got the brains, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're alright. But that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. So you're Brad Pitt. That don't impress me much. So you got the looks, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're alright. But that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Choking.
Phoenix FM.
That don't impress me much from Shania Twain, although ironically, the track did and does. So fabulous. It's the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, letter T, alphabet special, and in between the songs talking about movies that also begin with the letter T. I'm probably not going to do justice to the next saga, because outrageously, in the eyes of some people, I've never seen any of the films that shot Robert Pattinson to international stardom. Yes, the Twilight movies, based on the best-selling Stephanie Meyer novel, of course. The first movie was released in 2008, and subsequent sequels came out in later years. But what can I tell you? I don't know too much about it because I've never watched them. I've never read the books. I deliberately shied away from them. I just knew it wouldn't really have been for me. Although it's a supernatural love story, I know that much, between Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson. And sort of a moody feel throughout, isn't it? But, yeah, apologies to huge Twilight fans that the person commenting on movies on the show that goes like this hasn't watched the Twilight saga of movies or read the book. There we go. I've said it. It's happened. We can all move on with our lives. I'm terribly sorry if you're a fan of it. If you're not, you're probably not that bothered. Okay. Let's have some more music that begins with the letter T. Did you guess this one? It's the Ting Tings.
They call me Hell. They call me Stacy. They call me Her. They call me Jane. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. They call me Quite, but I'm a diet. Mary Jo Lisa, always the same. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. I'm Mr. Cat. The last trick standing up against the wall. Keep falling these heels that keep me boring. Getting clamped up and sitting on the fence now. So alone all the time and I lock myself away. Listen to me, Anna. Though I'm dressed up out and all with everything considered, they forget my name. Aim, aim, aim. They call me Hell. They call me Stacy. They call me Her. They call me Jane. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. They call me Quite, but I'm a liar. Mary Jo Lisa, always the same. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name.
Are you calling me, darling?
Phoenix FM.
The Ting Tings and That's Not My Name. What movie am I going to talk to you about now? Well, I'm going to tell you it was released in 1990 and features some people with the names of impressionist painters. It's not going to be what you expect. Yes, of course, I'm talking about Leonardo, Raphael, Donatello, Michelangelo, the teenage mutant Ninja Turtles that somebody responsible for censorship in the UK thought we couldn't handle the word ninja and changed it to hero in the UK. Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles. But let's be honest, they're ninjas. They've got weapons akin to ninjas. But I have to say I loved... I think I first saw Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in an arcade game. Saw the cartoon on TV and loved it when they brought out films. And then recently they brought out newer versions of films, haven't they? I think there's a Seth Rogen-voiced animated version coming out pretty soon. Or that's just come out and they're doing sequels. Anyway, always been a successful franchise in whatever guise it's appeared. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles qualifies for this programme by beginning with the letter T. It's not the first time we've talked about teenagers either. Quite a lot of the music featured teenage thoughts a few minutes ago. So there we go. Amazing stuff. Now it's over to the Lars, because there she goes. That was the Lars with There She Goes. Lovely track to listen to. And now let's talk about a film that is a surprise hit, really, for many. Ted. Quite impressive. Seth MacFarlane voiced, of course. And I've always enjoyed watching the Ted movies. Mark Wahlberg does incredibly well acting against a bear, obviously. And Mila Kunis is great in the first one. Sadly, didn't return in the sequel, I don't think. But, yeah, amazing that Seth MacFarlane can basically just sort of play a character very similar to Brian from Family Guy and everyone just doesn't mind it. But it's very funny anyway, and just good to see a teddy bear being outrageous and filthy, which I think a lot of people found appealing. Still, whether the writers thought once or thought twice about it, they certainly didn't think twice as much as Celine Dion has thought twice in years gone by. Here she is telling us about it in song. Celine's classic from the 90s, Think Twice. And I'm going to take you back to another franchise that started not too long ago. Late noughties, I want to say. Transformers. Yes, forever had been a cartoon. It was fitting that they got the same voice actor from the cartoon to play Optimus Prime in the movies as well. But then they've sort of become a parody of themselves, the movies, really. Just ridiculous action films with not quite as much substance as you'd hope now. But the first one was pretty decent, and then they've just got more and more crazy, I seem to remember. And you kind of think they're just churning out inevitable, unnecessary sequels. But I did enjoy watching the first one and seeing it all come to life on the big screen. So we had Celine Dion and Think Twice, sort of getting it all mellow. Let's get a little bit unmellow now, as David Guetta will help us all get our dancing shoes back on, as long as those dancing shoes are made of titanium. Very strong, isn't it?
Phoenix FM.
David Guetta and Titanium. It's the home stretch now of my Alphabet Letter T special with me, Ben Simmons, on the show that goes like this tonight. Hope you've enjoyed it so far, but stick with me till the end. We've still got 17 minutes of sheer excellence, plus whatever programmes come after me as well on the Phoenix Airwaves on a Tuesday night. Rob Harvey in with Synth City very shortly, so don't go anywhere. What films can I talk to you about now? Well, a film that became successful as a result of a video game being released many years before. That doesn't happen very often. There's not been many fabulous video game adaptations really turned into movies. Tomb Raider did pretty well, I think it's fair to say. And it has been released in movie form a couple of times, but most successful one was released in 2018, starring Alicia Vikander as Lara Croft. And was pretty successful box office wise, although obviously critically panned, as is often the case with video game movies. But there we go. Time for another tea track. Have you guessed that this one might appear in tonight's show at some point? It's Janet Jackson, another one I love listening to. Together Again.
There are times when I look above and beyond. There are times when I feel your love around. Forget my baby. I'll never forget you.
Phoenix FM.
That was Janet Jackson and Together Again. And I don't often find myself trying to play that track when I'm at home on my own, but whenever I hear it, I'm very glad I have just heard it. It's one of those you kind of forget about, but you enjoy listening to, and if you're a Janet Jackson fan. Now, in this gap, I can talk to you briefly about the movie, I guess you could say franchise, because they did bring out a sequel many years later, Tron. I think the original came out in 1982. I was a bit too young to enjoy it when it came out, but it was groundbreaking, about a programmer getting sucked into a digital world. And then I'm pretty sure they did a remake of Tron Legacy, wasn't it, a few years back. And I think I watched that one, actually. I don't think I've watched the whole of the original. I must have at some point, I just don't really remember it. But I remember, for the early 80s, it being quite impressive effects. And yeah, Tron Legacy, when that was released, not quite so impressive effects. It was kind of just expected effects, which is always a bit of a shame. It's difficult with CGI these days, because it's pretty much in most films somehow. It's whether it's done well or not so well. Some filmmakers with dodgy CGI may just wish that, just like Aqua, they could, no, not have come up with Barbie Girl, but they could turn back time. Eh.
I would.
Phoenix FM.
That was Aqua's Barbie sequel, if you like, Turn Back Time. Now, that featured in the movie Sliding Doors, which doesn't begin with a T. Neither does Gwyneth Paltrow, who was in Sliding Doors, and John Hannah. Time-related movie? No, I can't even get away with it. But the track was Turn Back Time anyway. And ironic that Barbie Girl was also by Aqua. And who'd have thought when they brought that out that it would be linked to the movie of 2023 that did so incredibly well, Greta Gerwig directed. Fantastic. I've enjoyed talking to you about movies in between the tea music, tea movies as well as tea music tonight's show. There is a final track to play us out coming up shortly, but just like to recap how joyous it's been to have a discussion with you about the likes of Toy Story, Terminator, what else did we talk about? Top Gun, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, True Lies. Yeah, Three Men and a Baby. I can't remember all of them that we've discussed at this moment in time, but still didn't talk about what films beginning with T did I not talk about? Taxi Driver, Robert De Niro. Wasn't that released early 70s, I think? Yeah. And all the other films that begin with T. There's so many films that begin with the, that it would be a bit of a cop-out to do that, so I deliberately tried to shy away from those. Tootsie, that's occurred to me, with Dustin Hoffman. Yeah, Texas Chainsaw Massacre for all horror fans out there. But we won't go all Leatherface on you, we'll have a happy memory at the end. Let's go back to Toy Story, always a joyous set of films to think about, most definitely. But now we're going to focus on the track that's going to play us out, and it's one that couldn't be more appropriate to finish an Alphabet Letter T special, really, because it's all about the conclusion of things, and I always love listening to this one, and it's not quite what you expect from the artist as well. Going to play you out with Rihanna and the fabulous Take a Bow. I will see you next week back live in the studio. All the best. Bye for now. Closing, that was quite a
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. News.